The Rose Garden by Susanna Kearsley, read by Carolyn Bonnyman. Let the new faces play what tricks they will in the old rooms. Night can outbalance day. Our shadows roam the garden gravel still. The living seem more shadowy than they. William Butler Yeats, The New Faces. Chapter 1. I lost my only sister in the last days of November. It's a rotten time to lose someone, when all the world is dying too, and darkness comes on earlier, and when the chill rains fall, it seems the very sky is weeping. Not that there's ever a good time to lose your best friend, but it seemed somehow harder to sit there and watch in that hospital room with the white-coated specialists coming and going, and see only grey clouds beyond the hard windows that offered no warmth and no hope. When my sister had first fallen ill, we would sometimes go out to the garden and sit side by side on the bench by the butterfly bush. We would sit a long time, saying nothing, just feeling the sun in our faces and watching the butterflies dance. And the illness had seemed very small then, a thing she could conquer, the way she had overcome everything else fate had flung in her path. She was famous for that, for her spirit. Directors would cast her in roles that were more often given to men than to women, the rogue hero roles, and she'd carry them off with her usual flair, and the audience loved it. They loved her. The tabloids were camped around the house through the summer, and when she went into the hospital, they came there too, standing vigil around the main entrance.